Welcome again to Riposte. I am now using the new Apple AirPods Pro. So hopefully the sound quality will improve. I don't know, maybe if it's picking up the window wipers that I have going, because it is a rainy day and I'm driving around again. So I am getting back into the swing of things at school and my various other commitments that for the last week or so I was pretty unable to do. I was really relying on the support of my family to take care of me when I really couldn't do much. I was dealing with anxiety and I felt really out of touch, but my sensations were just crazy. I needed to be smelling something. I needed to be having some gum or, I don't know, like I needed to taste something, smell something, and I needed to move. And I needed to listen to something just about constantly, for me to feel all right, and not feel anxious. I still needed to constantly be talking or telling somebody something, and I was really worried and, again, anxious when I was on my own doing anything. I have not, it's unlike anything I've experienced before, but luckily after my psychiatrist gave me olanzapine to sort of help me sleep at night and get caught up on that resource, then things felt better. It's taken a little while, a little bit more each day. Like I said, socially, I kind of needed someone around just to help me get through things and help me remember what I was doing. I was super disoriented. I mean, me not knowing where I parked was kind of the start of it, but you know, it was my short-term memory was just totally gone. I would try to start a cup of coffee, but then I would be distracted by a piece of mail. Then I would be distracted by, you know, dishes in the sink, or I don't know, maybe those aren't even good examples, because those are kind of things that were productive and helpful, but I just couldn't focus on anything. I think that came through in my recording a bit when I was trying to tell stories about various things. Never really got back around to Ramsey Bolton, but I still can. But not right now, not today. My brother just called me, conversations with him are typically good, but also long. And so I declined it for now, but I'm going to call him probably right after I get off the phone. I mean, after I'm done with this recording. Feels like a phone call, kind of, just to a lot of people. I'm happy that when I checked, the podcast has gotten 238-some listens. I'm probably not going to post this one immediately because I don't want to keep posting them for now. But we'll see what happens. In the meantime, truth is, after this experiment using Anchor and getting set up really easily, I kind of want to start another podcast that has been on my mind for a while, which is Honolulu Rising. I want to focus on small and new businesses in Honolulu that are trying to get big and get good and stay in Honolulu as their main base of operations. You know, this is something that a lot of times people, especially in the computer science program that I'm in right now at UH, a lot of times the goal is to get good enough at what you're doing to be able to leave, go to California and get a big tech job with Google or Facebook or maybe NSA or some behemoth. But in the entrepreneurial space where I spend a lot of my time reading and listening to other podcasts and things, you know, the people I've mentioned, Nick Loper and Pat Flynn, Stu McLaren, and also Michael, someone who has the Solopreneur Hour, you know, they're all about passive income and trying to get out of the cycle of like hourly wage at a, you know, trading time for money. And the way they do that in most cases is they create content and put it up on the internet somewhere, whether it's a podcast or whether it's a book that people can download or ship to them. Something static that requires a lot of upfront work, but is replicable, you know, ad infinitum. And then they focus their efforts on marketing of those things, which doesn't necessarily always mean the more marketing you do, the more traffic you get to your various products out there. But it can mean that you need to find the best places to market, because every now and then you can get in contact with just the right person. You can reach out to just the right audience at just the right time and keep up a conversation with them. Everyone, all of these people are always talking about the sales funnel, which is something that I have just learned about through listening to podcasts. the sales funnel is the way that it's like a business idea, the way that you stay in communication with your audience or potential market, where, you know, first it's awareness and introduction to the idea, and then I gotta brush up on exactly what it is. I don't have it in front of me. But basically moving from the listening to paying attention to considering a purchase to actually converting that purchase into, or converting that intent into a purchase of a product. And it makes sense. I mean, when you look at your own consumer habits, or at least my own consumer habits, I can see how that works. You know, right now I'm kind of moving towards the market of, hey, maybe getting a microphone or something would be good, especially if I'm doing an interview type podcast, as I hope to do with Honolulu Rising. I think that I'm in a good spot to reach out to a lot of young entrepreneurial folks, excuse me, who are connected to the Pacific Asian Center for Entrepreneurship, where I did the boot camp, the entrepreneurial boot camp, a couple weeks ago. There's a lot of fresh minds with fresh ideas, and who knows, maybe they're not going to go anywhere, but maybe they will. It's always fun and exciting to talk to young people who have big ideas. And I'm not at all saying that they're all doomed to fail. They might not be. But the point is, it can be something where they can get their ideas out there and I can help them along the way. And frankly, there's also an opportunity as far as reaching a market for affiliate connections. I mean, I'm using FreshBooks myself for my own kind of tech services and web design gigs that I've gotten lined up. And I think if I'm talking to the market of small entrepreneurial focused students who are about to enter the workforce proper, or are hoping to get their own work to be what will sustain them after they graduate, you know, they're going to be in that market for something like FreshBooks, or really if they're looking to do a podcast, Anchor. A couple other things that I've been using lately, Blinkist is something that I learned about through Nick Loper's, and I've found incredible value in Blinkist. Basically, it's like short digests of some books, nonfiction books that are out there, and talk about the concepts that that are in there in like 15-minute segments. it makes it super easy to like squeeze in something that is on Blinkist without having to track down or get at the library or purchase a book. It's like a yearly subscription at a reasonable price, and especially good value for what you get. I'm happy that I'm using that. And in this crowd of young entrepreneurial folks, you know, I would recommend it directly to them. So I think there is some affiliate opportunity to get set up with Honolulu Rising. Probably not going to do it today and probably not tomorrow. But once I am in the swing of things again, then I think that's what I'm going to do. I kind of gave myself a reminder on my LinkedIn, Facebook page, of putting Honolulu Rising as the background banner up top, as is the style these days. That's all I really have to say for now. I'm going to move on and get caught up on some of the work that has lapsed over the period of this hypomanic episode that hopefully I'm at the very tail end of. We'll see. I have a meeting with my psychiatrist on Thursday, and depending on his recommendations where I'm at, I should have a little bit more insight as to the way forward from here. Hopefully I'm quickly approaching getting back to euthymic normalcy, and I hope to have a new perspective of the episodes that I have recorded already. So, yeah, that's it. Emerald Captain signing out. Happy sailing.